Now, Niamh O'Callaghan was injured in a road traffic collision 8 years ago and has been left with limited mobility. She has found that wheelchair access is not only inadequate in Shannon, but also throughout the county. Niamh is also a member of the Love Shannon group, and Niamh joins me on the line. Niamh, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good. And good to talk to you. Just, you might, if you don't mind me asking, you might just outline the circumstances of your own accident, first of all, if you wouldn't mind.
It was, sorry to think about and talk about. It was a road traffic collision. I was hit from behind and acquired damage to my spine, which got worse over the years. And now I'm left, I'm actually very lucky to have an electric wheelchair that I can manage myself. I got that this year. So I was 7 years without any kind of assistance. And trapped in my house, really, unless somebody was bringing me out. So it's been a long and tough old road, but trying to put the best foot forward as well, you know.
So it's limited mobility, but you require the assistance of the electric wheelchair. For those 7 years, you had no support, no help at all.
I had some carer hours, yeah.
Yes.
But one of the things is that only 4% of home care hours in Clare are delivered directly by the HSE. 96 is contracted out. So you have a lot of people on very low wages coming in to look after you, and there's a huge rotation of staff as well, which is very difficult to manage. But I did have a manual wheelchair. So if a friend or a family were willing to, you know, if they were going out, go with them, they'd have to push me, which was very difficult for them as well to accept,
yes,
to be perfectly honest with you. But I just found that whenever I was out, people didn't know how to take it. They didn't know how to take seeing somebody they knew in a wheelchair or seeing anybody in a wheelchair. I found the likes of the ATMs were impossible to get into. Now I'm under my own steam. You know, a trip out like the Dord Oil or down to our own town centre is fantastic. But the bathroom facilities are horrific. And it's not just Shannon. One of the things I wanted to point out was the bus stop at the end of my road. I actually did take a trip out to meet a friend, and I went via bus. And the buses have a ramp, but there's only enough space for one person. So anyway, got to Bunratty, got off the bus with the ramp, and I couldn't get off the curb because it was impossible. Anyway, had a lovely night out, came home on the same on another bus, and the ramp at my bus stop, and I face a curb. So I get off the ramp, and I'm directly faced with a curb and grass on either side, so I have nowhere to go.
So you're on the road, effectively.
I'm on a curb.
Okay.
I can't go up and I can't go down. So that's one of the main things that really drives me nuts. They've done some fantastic work, but people don't put thought into, almost, it's one in seven people have a disability, and that's going to rise to one in five in the next 10 or 12 years. So, you know, people with disabilities have not just come off the last flight. They're here, they've always been here. They've always been a part of society, but society hasn't looked after them.
And this has been going on for years, because we know from this programme, you know, people have been shouting from the rooftops on this. In Shannon generally, Niamh, how are buildings, access, apart from the curbs and footpaths and so forth, how is access to buildings in Shannon generally for you?
Even leaving my own house is quite difficult. But the paths have been improved. Access in the town centre is fantastic. They do need to have a look at the bathroom facilities. Going into some hospitals, there's definite blocks for anyone. And I'm not just talking about people in wheelchairs. I'm talking about people who are, you know, a little bit older or weaker in the arms. You come up against fire doors to try to enter an establishment, and it's impossible. You know, there's no little button that you can press that the doors will open. And in one place, if the door is open already, you come up, you can't go any further than where you are, which is on a ramp. I haven't been into like the likes of cafes and what have you. They're fantastic. But I would ask that people start looking at the width of their aisles and the amount of stuff that are on the aisles and where they put signs. Because if you're trying to go around a corner and you come up against a potted plant or something, you can't move that and you can't get past that. And there's nowhere else to go. And again, it's not just Shannon. It's not just Ennis. It is all over the country. Galway is a nightmare. It's putting thought into access and egress for people who may not have a solid step or who may not have who may be in a wheelchair like myself. It's just thinking about the future. It's about future proofing, really.
Yes.
For their own businesses and for their own building. Future proof it, because wheelchair users and disabilities, they're only, as the population grows older, there's going to be more. As the population increases, there are going to be more. I was really surprised to learn that most people, you know, it's one in, I think it's almost 20% of every population has a disability, but it's one in seven at the moment have a physical disability. And then it goes up to one in five with intellectual and other disabilities.
Yes.
But you have to remember as well that not all disabilities are visible. And hopefully you'll do something about this later. But personally, I like to put the best foot out or put my, you know, the best foot forward.
Yes.
And look well and what have you. I can't, like my arms were affected, so I can't pull stuff down off a rail. I can't try things on in a dressing room. Those things are really, really difficult for me.
So a lot of issues out in the open parts or the open areas and within buildings. And while access to a major shopping centre might be okay, the access or the help
within the different
shops and so forth might. How frustrating is that? You'd imagine that we'd have come further down the road on issues like this by now.
You would think. People either don't look at you or they look at you and then they look at you pity. There's nothing wrong with my brain. I haven't an acquired brain injury, and for some reason people think, a lot of people in wheelchairs have that for some reason. I'm perfectly articulate and my brain works perfectly. It's all a bit, my sister will laugh now, it's a bit bonkers to be honest with you.
Yeah.
People are very patronising. They call you love, which would drive me mad.
Okay.
And they put, you know, I've had some people who mean the best, and I know that they mean the best, but they put their hands down on their knees and they're coming down to talk to you as if you're a four-year-old. And that, you know, that's really hard to take when I'm a very intelligent adult who just happens to have a wheelchair. You know, the bus drivers, I have to say, are always amazing. They're always fantastic. They always go the extra mile. But there's a lot of places that are not accessible. They're really not accessible.
And what about going into a public building? Will there be someone or would there be someone there to assist you if you required assistance? Or is it a case that once you're in the front door, you're on your own?
It's usually a member of the public, if you're talking about a public building. One of the places... here in Shannon that a lot of people, I mean, it's a well-worn path to the public library. Their doors are impossible to open. Absolutely okay. Impossible to open for anybody. And there's no button at that door to let me in. There's, if I'm on my own, if I'm coming across from the town centre, which is easy enough to get across to, I can't get in.
And when you face an obstacle like that then, Niamh, do you make representations? Do you write a letter? Do you email? Do you ring someone? Because people need to know that there are issues out there.
Yes. That's why I was in the Clare Champion last week. When I'm out, I'm still indignant enough, I suppose, to go up and say, look, this is wrong. You need to fix that. Any shop I go into where I find there's an issue, I will always tell them, always. I will always send an email, or I will, you know, usually it's immediately, because afterwards you forget about it, or you mean to do it and you don't do it.
I certainly wouldn't say you're being indignant, you're being honest. And
well, yes, I am being honest.
Yeah, but I mean, I know you're strong-headed and fair play to you, but don't put yourself down with indignance. I mean, you have to be honest about it, absolutely, yeah.
And that occurred with a few experiences I had over the years. You just have to keep being persistent. And people with a disability, and my problem is, my spine isn't the best. So my arms aren't the best and my legs aren't the best. I'm really lucky. I can walk a little bit and I try. I really do try, but I can't go far. So I do need the wheelchair. But a lot of people can't get out of that chair. And it's really, it's an awful thing not to be able to do what you want. Getting to Lahinch Beach, that is just a nightmare.
Let's say a lot of issues.
Bring you down and getting to the beach. In in Wexford, they actually had a kind of a little machine that somebody in a wheelchair could get out, down to the sand. In Lahinch, there's not a hope in hell you're getting down into the sand, not with that ramp. It's asking people to be cognizant and asking people who are planning things to be cognizant of the fact that within 10 years, 20% of the population will be disabled in some way or another. And that is what they have to remember. 20%, that's 1 in 5. Like, there's ads on the news or ads on the telly that say 1 in 4 people will get some kind of cancer. It's 1 in 5 people are going to get a disability over the next few years. And they have to remember that and include us as part of the general population. When I'm in the shops, if I need something, there's always a member of the public who'll do it for you. But you have to ask. And
we haven't progressed as far as we would have hoped. And certainly there are obvious public issues and issues within shops as well. Hopefully, that piece in the Champion and maybe this morning will open people's eyes, and maybe some of the issues you've raised will be dealt with. And I know that you'll keep up the fight, which is not just for yourself, but other people in the same situation as you, Niamh. Hopefully things will improve, and maybe we'll check back with you another day or in the future about how your campaign, your own little campaign, is going. Niamh, thank you very much. Delighted, and you've highlighted some very important issues. Thank you very much for your time. Take care of yourself. Thank you indeed, Niamh O'Callaghan in Shannon this morning.